Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks.
Hey, this is Lucky. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, please visit professionalcasual.com.
It's extra loud for 305.
I think that's because Danny and I couldn't stop talking.
Save a goat. Save two goats. Save three goats.
We're going to overdose on goats.
No, you won't.
That's
if
right.
You know, you know.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back. I've just had to cut out 10 minutes of nonsense before we started the episode.
Shook your head the whole time.
Wow, it's Friday the 13th. Did. Leave us alone.
It is Friday the 13th.
Woo!
Boom, 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 boom.
Lucky
Tim looks really scared.
I am. Could be ghost swings. You know, when you walk through the park and like one of the swings is because there's a ghost on it.
That's right. Sweet. Jump on that swing.
No!
Yeah, man. They
not
want
without
swing
the ghost
with
consent, Jessica. You can't do that.
No, I meant the partner swing. They want someone to swing with.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, consent is really important. We did have this talk with Felix about you can't put your hands on somebody ever because he got in a fight at school.
With a ghost?
No.
A goat.
With his friend because the friend wrecked a snow tunnel, but there was a kid in the snow tunnel while his friend was jumping on it. So, you know.
A snow tunnel.
Yeah.
Near killed a snow tunnel.
Ah, yeah. Fucking get him.
Ew. I was like, Felix, you can never put your hands on somebody else. And this kid, he might be a lawyer. He goes, what if it's for a high five? And I was like, well, if they're expecting the high five, if it's a consensual high five, then yeah.
But if the high five is in space, that's bad.
Exactly. No. If you're rolling around on the ground and you high five his face.
I think definitionally every high five is consensual. If it's not consensual, it's not a high five. It's a slap.
Right.
It's a
slap in the face.
You know, you are correct, Ben.
Yeah.
That man can be
but
a
I could
Felix.
Totally see Felix being like, I tried to give him a high five and he just wasn't expecting it, so I slapped him in the face. You know, like, I didn't mean to slap him in the face. I was trying to give him a high five. He just made me mad first.
I thought that was mean, so I tried to, you know, massage it over and I said, sucks to suck. And he didn't like that either.
Yes.
And
so I tried to say sorry with my fist.
I wanted to give him a high five, but I realized it was bad. So I took it back, but my arm kept going. Yeah. And then my closed hand hit him in the face.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the fist pound turkey thing?
It's for Iron
Man. Oh, the turkey.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is my favorite thing to do. And it makes my son really mad, really upset.
One of them or both?
Yes.
Especially the high school one, I'm sure.
He doesn't mind as much as the younger.
Yeah.
But I'll go for a fist pound and he'll go out and I'll turn it into a turkey and he's like, So then it obviously turns into, I'm sorry, for real fist pound. Then I turn into another turkey and.
When is he going to learn, man?
Yeah. Yeah.
You've been his you dad should do the for high like five 6 years.
The squid. What's the squid?
You go to give a high five, but then you turn it into a squid.
Okay.
I like the snail.
I like that one.
The what?
Or the snail.
Snail.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You go do a fist bump and you put your hand under the person's fist. Yep. So their fist is the shell for listeners.
Yep. Or the drive shaft where you just grab their hand and wiggle it back and forth. That's awkward though.
Yeah, that could be misconstrued. I'm not doing that with a teenage boy. Thank you.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Ah, I drive shafted Tim.
Do it again.
No,
do it.
No, you're gonna like
Tim
it.
Tim liked it too much.
Close.
No, you're gonna like it.
You even said drive shafted Tim, and I was like,
I know.
Whoa.
That. Yep.
Well, a big drive shaft to our patrons.
Yeah. Thanks for everyone that's driven over to patreon.com/professionalcasual.
Put up with us for this many episodes.
Mm-hmm. And what are those little Shummer's names today?
X-Faxes, Iron Maze, Tau, Enmity, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kill the Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Bella Send Up, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, end. Chris Dillard, Cord, Bastion, Bangarang, Dravix, and Chiron.
I thought we had someone named Josh on that list.
We have our two newest patrons at time of recording were our Josh Nichols and Top Bake.
See, I didn't make up Josh.
We recently got a text, and I apologize if I've already read this one off, but I forgot if I have or not, to 603-803-3235.
Wait, real quick.
Huh?
Thanks, Josh and Top Bake.
Yeah, thanks, guys. This came in at 3:40 in the morning. On January 27th, I do not know who it is. It simply says, you better not be playing WoW.
Not beating the allegations, I see.
Nope. Uh-oh.
If it was you who sent this text, please tell us, because it was funny.
That's really good. You got to listen to the early episodes of Beards, Ears, and Skulls for that one.
So I'm assuming they're a Beards, Ears, and Skulls listener.
They've got to be, or saw things about it in the Discord.
Yeah.
Or it's just Dr. D got a new phone.
Could be. Could be.
So we have a goat. Mm-hmm. And I think...
I have a goat.
Okay. Lucky was handed the rope to a goat, and I think there's a lot of liquor involved.
Actually, Mina was handed the rope to a goat.
I'm just glad that we have a spare Lucky now.
Ah, Lucky doesn't have a goat. Mina does.
That's okay. She's my friend.
Yeah, Mina was handed the rope because the very last thing said in the episode was, I have a goat. By Mina.
I do have that in my notes. Tylek gives Mina a goat.
Question mark?
Mm-hmm. No, you don't need to have a question mark. That happened.
So let's get down to brass tacks.
Tylek, my balls?
I'm sorry. Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns, but...
Yes. What is the goat's name?
Shasta.
Okay. Come along, Shasta.
I feel like that's got to be some reference that I'm not quite making the connecting the dots yet.
It's adjacent to a reference.
Okay. Tylek says, I wouldn't recommend naming the goat, as it's almost certainly not going to survive the trip.
Why?
That's okay.
You don't want to get... I just told you, like...
Because none of us are. Haven't you been paying attention?
Emergency source of meat for you or a creature.
Yeah.
You can use the goat to...
Well, she's an elf, but yeah.
I don't think I'm there.
I don't know if they're going to make it back.
It's just the two of us.
We can make it if we try.
In our experience, we have come across many creatures, humans, people, whatever you want to call them, whom we have gotten very close to, who we thought would survive, and they have not survived encounters with us, and they had names. So
yeah, Bruno, Mammoth, Goblin.
Crusher.
Crusher.
Stop making up names.
Rain.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, who was the dude that you liked that fell off the top of the cart?
Oh, right. Pierce?
Gunter.
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 What did you say? What did you call me?
His name was Gunter.
Oh, what about the other guy that was kind of a noble guy that was into you and died? Or was that Gunter?
That was a different guy.
That started with a P. His name started with a P.
Pierce.
No.
Percy.
Pietro.
Percival.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yes,
that was very sad. So I figure it is 50-50.
Rolf.
Shasta or Boris will not make it. But either way, one has to have a name. They both need a name, you know?
One of them should make it. I would... Okay.
Boris is like, I'm right here.
Yeah, you're going to...
Did he come with us?
He's always fine. I'm always following him around.
Oh, sorry, Boris. I didn't even see you. You're getting good at this.
Yeah, I wasn't even trying
to. Sneaky. At the sneaky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
Josh is a nice name.
It is. I figured you probably wouldn't let me name it Faygo, so I went with another off-brand soda pop.
Why wouldn't I let you name it Faygo?
Because then I'm going to say whoop whoop and wicked clowns never die all the time.
I'm not up on my insane clown posse culture enough to really get it. So.
That's fair. Not really anyone should be.
That was a nice throwback to the first episode of Lydia Showdown that no one should listen to. Back when you and Chuck recorded on your phones.
Oh no, we recorded remotely and there were issues, but we moved past it.
Yeah.
Maybe you should be able to, too.
I listened to over 100 episodes of that show.
It's only been 6 years, you know.
Yeah.
As like penance?
I just thought to myself, there were 100 episodes of that?
There are a lot. There's like 120, 130.
Yeah,
something
yeah,
like some that. Some might even say there's four more out there somewhere.
I wasn't going to bring it up this time.
I'll get around.
They're like golden tickets.
Yeah.
Somebody has to find them.
They do have to be found.
Yeah, it's just that he lost the files.
It's a thing.
Moving on.
I like how you ended it with an Elite Eight Showdown reference. That was well done.
You know.
Okay, yeah. So you've got a goat.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a map.
Yeah.
You got from Emmeline. You got some tips from people. You got bombs from Degny that... unfortunately are going to be difficult to transport because they are keg sized.
Wow.
They are big.
We are bombs. Moving towards a situation in which alcohol will be traded for our lives. And we have bombs in the shapes of kegs. We have great things on the horizon for this group.
Yeah. How are we going to transport the keg bombs?
Lucky's going to carry them or they're not going to come.
I
just put them in Mina's backpack and assumed that she wouldn't notice.
Yeah. Like, how big a keg are you? Like a...
like a pony keg?
Like a keg.
Like a modern day size keg?
Yeah.
I can carry like one of those.
Well, probably not with everything else you have.
Yeah.
You have 6 pistols.
And okay. Armor. It's kind of hard to put your arms over your head.
Are you referring to the Cinderblast bombs that he offered me?
Yeah.
I already put them in my inventory, so I don't have to worry about lugging them around.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
I wrote it down. I wrote it down with my hand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, therefore...
nothing you can do about it now.
Oh, what?
Yeah, if you don't want that to be the case, Dan, just take Ben's sheet and erase it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'll trade you them for 300 experience. Go.
No, what?
250.
What is Webby going to do with experience anyway? Just get smarter?
Seriously. Nah, just hoard it.
Sitting on 3,000 right now.
Yeah, it's like an auto chess game. He gets interest for each round he holds on to that experience.
Yeah.
All right, so you spent... I can't remember. Did I know after the whole thing at the Brass Keep, you came back and rested during the day.
Mm-hmm.
This is the end of that day, right? We didn't rest again? Yes.
Correct.
Okay, that's what I
thought. So I believe that Mina and Lucky went to go waste time with a goat, whereas Green Warden and I went to the quartermaster to liberate whatever goods we need. And I believe that was what happened.
And that's where we are now, is them at the quartermaster, I believe.
You also went to get the things and you got the goat because I asked for arrows and you brought me back 10 arrows and I did... pointedly marked down respect point for Lucky.
I did not bring you back 10 arrows.
You did. I tried to pay you.
You wanted 6. I brought you 6.
You told me you gave her 10 arrows and booze you bought.
I didn't give you any booze either.
No, you didn't give me the booze, but I definitely wrote down that you gave me 10 arrows.
Fine. Take them all. Whatever. Cool. I don't need them. I don't have a bow right here on my back that I've been carrying around for hundreds of episodes.
also, reminder, the booze you got was a crate of 6 bottles of kvass.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We traded chocolate.
That's true. Lucky did trade his chocolate from Bindenheim.
I did. It was very nice chocolate.
And he really liked that chocolate.
So, yeah, we probably rest after they deal with the quartermaster.
Yeah, what do you want from the quartermaster?
Oh, I just intend to go back and rifle through all the possessions until I find what I want.
What is it you want? What are you looking for?
Are you asking me or is a quartermaster asking me?
GM Dan is asking.
I want whatever things of potential or dubious medicinal value exist. Meaning... in addition to whatever bandages I can scrape together, because you always need bandages, would love some drugs and or poisons. Because I'm a little freak.
We need that.
Because
I'm a little freak.
Well, yeah, but I need gear to show that I'm a freak.
Did you change something?
He just... Why don't you let my freak fly?
Fly.
Firefly.
All right, let's look at medicines and stuff. I thought I was right there and I lost it in the book. Drugs and poisons. They don't have much in stock here. Obviously, there's not a lot of call for that.
And not above board, but I assume that Quartermaster has been squirreling some, you know, black market shit away for a rainy day.
He does. He says he can give you 3 healing drafts.
Okay.
And 3 doses of saltwort.
What the hell is that?
Oh, saltwort's actually, it's really cool. That stops bleeding, right?
No, it removes stun conditions.
It removes, I mean, I guess I'll write it down. Stun medicine. It's like
smelling salts.
Yeah, it's like smelling salts.
All right, I'll figure out how to put that into a gun later.
Faxtrail's the one that removes bleeding.
I think I've made that mistake many times.
We've definitely talked about it a few times, and I can never remember either.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a prescription drug. Like, try Faxtrail.
Yeah.
Side effects may include death.
Bleeding.
Death and bleeding. Anus bleeding.
Anal death.
From bleeding.
Anal death bleeding.
Dead sphincter.
Bloody shum.
Oh. Does Green Warden want anything from the Quartermaster? You just like watching Webby.
She hasn't gone to the Quartermaster. She's talking with Emmeline about the maps and the routes to the Death Bats Goblins area. And she wants to know everything she can know about their tactics, their setup, and how to destroy them violently, because that's what she's going to do, not make friends.
Do you have like lore war or anything like that?
I have something. If I say yes, can I use it? I have.
Not if you're lying, because I can check.
Yeah, no, I know you can. I have track, I have set trap, I have lore beasts. Do they count as beasts?
No.
Give me a, I don't know.
They count as friends if you're nice to them.
Secret science hunter. Well,
I feel like Green Warden would think of them as beasts. So give me a challenging lore beast test to see how, like, to represent how well you guys can convey information back and forth. Like, how much usable information you get. You get -3 information.
Wow.
Yikes.
How come I roll terribly in this game? Gosh, I think Dan is rigging.
Why would you know things when you can just kill the things that you would know about?
I mean, right?
It's absolutely valid.
No less, kill more.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Mina does.
And honestly, it's been working pretty famously.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, you don't become the Grafts champion knowing things.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. There wasn't even a written portion of the that contest.
Yeah, and if there had been...
There was. I cheated for her.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I was going to say, if there had been, I would have killed it.
It was just a lot of questions of, should you kill people in public? And I didn't think that she would... I gave her like a 30% shot of passing,
fair.
Womp, womp, womp.
So assuming that's all set, I would guess that we would then rest again?
Yeah, you can. You don't want to leave in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I know.
Or at night, so you can rest until the morning. I know Green Warden needs another... She could use some more wounds, and I'll take a day off of Mina's torn leg.
25 more.
Oh, I added
one. Nice, home stretch.
Yeah. Stop cheating.
Can't they surgery that thing back together or what?
No, not a torn muscle.
But by
the... smack it with a mallet.
By the application of your medication, you can take an additional day off when she makes the roll at the start of the day.
Is that true?
I think I allowed that in...
Settling the Southlands. And this game.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't roll well. I made it worse.
Oh, stop poking it.
Well, don't worry, because I...
such a fun color.
Also rolled poorly.
It just hurts.
I don't know why my character card says new injury when there is none. I don't know. I didn't touch it. It was there, Dan.
You can get rid of it.
Okay. I don't know how to do that.
I'll do it.
Nope, I found it. I found
it. Too late. I already did it. Okay, let's see. That's all about bleeding. We don't care about bleeding right now.
Bleeding.
All right, medical attention. No, I just want specifically two. All right, torn muscles. Muscle will partially heal in 30 minus your toughness bonus days, after which the penalty for using the limb reduces to negative 10 for all relevant tests. The muscle will completely heal after another 30 minus your toughness bonus days. Use of the healing skill does little but inform you not to use the affected hit location.
Then if it's minus my toughness bonus days, then I should have started at 25 because my toughness bonus is 5.
Whoa.
Don't be a cheater.
Who's cheating?
You are. You said I had 26 days. I don't. I start at 25.
So you have 24 days to go.
That's right.
Communication really is the solution for this.
Yep.
For this.
He just doesn't think Nina's tough, but she is. And I have 18 advances in my toughness skill. So
that's a damn lot of advances. Yeah, it
is. What's your toughness?
50.
Me too.
Hey.
Hey.
We're so tough.
We're tough.
T-U-F-F. Tough.
I want to look at...
Because she wears armor and you're dehydrated husk.
I'm actually insanely hydrated. Check yourself, first off.
That's all true. He drinks is...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did forget that.
I tried to put a needle in one time and it bounced off because of all the water tension.
Mm-hmm. He'd pop like a water balloon. Slow motion, though, like... Whoop, your skin would just disappear.
His neck was rippling for like minutes after I tried to poke him with it.
All right, so Green Warden, did you click the bed to rest?
I did.
Okay, so you're almost to full. So the next day you can leave bright and early, get on the road, the trail.
Actually start this episode, sounds good.
Into the mountains. So as a quick reminder, with the map you got, you know that you, I drew on our map on Foundry here. You have one path from the Brass Keep up into the mountains, and then it splits into A and B, because you have those maps from Emmeline that might give you some potential bonuses or whatever. Following the A path will go around the Death Bats, but it's more treacherous in general. Going on along the B path will definitely take you through Death Bats territory, but there won't be... The trail is, like, easier.
Well, if I may, I'm not the most important person, however. I do have a very severe injury to my leg. Some may say I have a torn muscle, major. Yeah. So, I would prefer to go the less treacherous route, you know? And additionally, you know, if we do come into any kind of, you know, like fighting kind of situation, I will probably need, you know, I will be able to hold my own, but I will probably need some kind of assistance. You know, not to die or whatever. And
yeah,
also,
I'm definitely in for Route B at this point.
Yeah. And also, please don't walk so fast. You guys are so fast. Why are you so fast?
You are literally ahead of me.
Amina can only walk maximum 2 miles an hour right now.
I mean, that's better than me.
What, Green Warden's movement 5, right? As an elf?
Likely.
Yeah, you are.
I mean,
frustrated, certainly, but she's not going to go too quickly, because if Mina is our strongest offensive force, she's not going to outpace you.
It's only a little
my strongest offensive force.
It's only a little my fault because Shasta is also quite slow.
Yeah.
So, and we have to keep her feelings in mind too. So mm-hmm. it's, you mm-hmm. know, I'll take a little bit of that, but also her little tiny goat legs can only go so far.
And
so.
Why are we considerate of her feelings? Because we're considerate of the feelings of our friends.
Makes the meat taste yeah. better.
And she's an animal. She's, you know, she has feelings too. Look at her. Look at her cute little eyes. Oh, I love goat eyes. Look at it. It's like she's...
Well, we're walking to the Death Bats territory. I want to sidle up to Green Warden and start a conversation. Hey, Green Warden.
Yes?
You look like... This could be construed as a compliment, but I just mean it as logistical. You look like you're ready to kill something. Are we going to have a problem in the Death Bats territory?
No.
You understand we're not trying to literally kill everyone there. We're just going through the territory, right? You get that?
You understand that greenskins deserve to die? You get that, right?
Look, who do you think you're talking to, Lucky? I don't care if they die.
Okay, then why are we having this conversation?
Because it's bad tactics. Look, you're not going to get all of them, and then we're going to be stuck between whatever is in the ruins of Carrick Skeg, and if we need to retreat, we're going to what? Retreat past a bunch of vengeance-thirsty death-backed goblins?
You imply that we leave any behind.
Well, you don't. We'll kill them all. We'll just do it at the end. That's best tactically.
True. It will depend entirely on whether or not they decide to ambush us or not, because they like to do that.
If they ambush us, then sure. You know, unholster your bow. Do bows have holsters?
No.
Jeez.
I'm going to just say that they do for the time being. You can unholster your bow then.
It's already unholstered. She's like literally walking with it drawn, like in her hand.
Also consider this. Lucky,
maybe yeah?
15% chance not to die in this next mission. And it will be way easier to kill all the greenskins without him shouting about their rights or whatever.
You will do what you need to do, and I shall do what I need to do.
Okay. I guess that's the best I can expect.
The thing that I actually really appreciate about this not recent, but semi-recent stuff from Webby is that I feel very seen, and it feels very validating.
I promise you it's incidental.
So what's my cousin doing here?
Yeah, I was going to say, those may have noticed there's a mutant among the party at the moment.
No.
I searched in the compendium for a goat.
Bye.
So it says goat. This is a goat mutant.
What?
I tried to rename it Shasta, but it didn't seem to work.
Oh, that's Shasta. All right.
Did Webby just do like a loop? What did you do?
I'm just having fun.
Okay.
Notice how Dan didn't pause the game when Ben did.
I haven't smoked my breakfast yet.
Now it says Shasta. If you hover over it, you should be able to see the name.
I can't. Your name's there.
No.
Yep. Nope.
No.
Liar.
Okay.
He's trying to be cute. It's not working.
Mina. Nobody. Nobody. Webby. Green Warden. Why don't I have a name?
What do you need a name for?
Have you earned it?
I paid for it with money. Boars either. All right. I guess we can see who Dan's planning on not having around much longer. Mm-hmm. Shasta, not one of them.
The goat is
Shastas
more important
don't
than
need names. They just need numbers. Mm. We should be calling Boars 6.
No.
6.
Do the gods have numbers that they like, kind of like the chaos gods?
Oh, you're asking Boars?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, there's not like a lucky number for Renald?
Maybe 2? And then he crosses his fingers and taps.
Oh, I could see that.
I guess that's kind of like a special number for him.
How did you, how'd you come to serve Renald?
Well, you know, sometimes when you're down on your luck, the only thing you've got is luck.
I think I've read that like on a plate.
It should be if it's not. That was just off the top of my head.
That's really good. No, you're lies. Really smart.
Right? That's that was
the
a gift.
So true.
That
right,
could be a tattoo.
Right from the trickster himself.
Hmm? That could be a tattoo.
Ah, you
no,
want
my body's a temple.
Ah. My body's a temple of spite.
Mm. Does anybody in the party have a tattoo?
No.
Or tattoos? Does Green Warden have tattoos?
I want one now. Wow, what are they?
Really?
Patterns.
Like what? That's fun. Do they signify anything? Is it like your favorite food or?
No.
Does it mean like hope in like elf language?
No.
Does it mean like watercress sandwich in like elf language?
No.
Watercress
does it mean,
sandwich.
Is it like a map symbol, like a key?
No.
Does it show where like a treasure is?
No.
Did you get it with someone else, like a matching thing?
No.
How do they make
it? Is it just the number of green skins you've killed?
That'd be appropriate, but no.
Is it a name?
No. they are elvish patterns to do with the greenery of the area.
So it's kind of like a map legend. It's like, it shows, like, it's like...
like trees.
Like trees.
And shrubs.
Yeah, it's just a personal quirk, like how you talk to a duck for no reason. It's the same thing.
Well, he's one of the nicer people to me, but also he helps me cast... Okay, yeah.
He talks to Griggs because Griggs is a really good listener. That's not for no reason.
That's right.
Griggs nods.
And he helps me cast my magic, and he's a power duck. And we've seen a lot of weird shit together, man.
Speaking of Lucky.
Yeah.
It's cold.
It is.
Up here.
Do you want your jacket from Kemperbad?
Oh, we still have that?
Of course we do.
I don't really remember Kemperbad, so.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, I got you that nice floppy hat and that little like shawl.
You've had a hat and a shawl for me this whole time?
Uh-huh.
Well, where is it?
It's right here in my bag.
Put it on the duck.
He just stares at you while you put it on him, if you do.
Yeah, of course I do. And he's my chilly...
he goes and lands on Mina's shoulder and just looks at you with
my chilly little boy.
As much as a duck can squint their eyes at you.
Oh, he's so cute when he's upset. But now he's all... Green Warden? Now he's all warm.
Actually, no, he doesn't land on Mina.
Green Warden, Lucky got annoying. All you gotta do is insult him. He gets real self-conscious and stops pestering you.
I just start doding on you. I just give you a little dode, you know?
Griggs actually went over and he just stands on Shasta's back.
That is what I was going to suggest, because I'm sure, you know, that is probably a lot warmer on your little feeties.
Yeah. He digs his little web talons down in Shasta's fur, and Shasta just walks on chewing some grass.
He might think it bothers me, but if he's mad about me, that means he's thinking about me. Mm-hmm.
And I bet she's like so wise, and now she is like, she has this companion on her back. And
right?
The goat is so wise.
Her eyes make her look so wise.
And she's got that wise little beard on her too. Yeah. That means that smart people have those.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, as we're going along here, everybody's going to give me a difficult minus 10 navigation test. Oh, God. If you don't have navigation, it's based off initiative.
I was going to ask if there was a role I could do for making sure there's nothing in the area that may or may not be spying or hunting us.
Yeah, you're doing that, but we'll see if the rest of them make it worse for you.
Thanks.
Difficult minus 10?
Yes.
I got one success. Wait, minus 10 you said?
Yeah.
One success level.
Nice.
Three positive.
Whoa.
You said difficult?
Yeah.
Zero positive then.
Mina?
Negative two.
It's still positive. Actually, so what's our total there? That is important.
Three.
Deuces.
Four total.
Nope.
No. How many did you have, Lucky?
Oh, I wasn't counting the negative one. Yeah, I had three. Yeah. He had one. She had none because she's useless. And then Mina only had a negative one. Not bad.
Okay, so yeah, negative two or positive two then, right?
Yeah.
That's where we're at. Okay.
Wait, no. It's still three.
Two. Jesus. One.
Here's the good news.
What?
Positive two and positive three is the same result.
Okay.
For this test. So
we had positive three.
And so, yes. Okay. I can't believe I forgot to say this before we left the picket, but I need a marching order.
Mina, Green Warden, or you like to be in the back?
Unless you want me scouting the front.
Oh, maybe
I should be right behind Mina so that I can help Mina.
Maybe Green Warden in the front.
Mina should not be in the front.
Mina in the back. Yeah. Oh, because she's slower too. That makes sense.
Okay.
So
you should traditionally be marching at the pace of your slowest mover so you do not leave them behind.
I didn't say we were going to leave her behind.
Tactically speaking, you walk at the pace of the slowest person so you do not wear them out. You move at their pace. That's why they lead.
So you want to be in the back?
But if you wish me to scout ahead from the party, I will go in the front. Mina goes next.
I think scouting ahead is a good idea.
Okay. So, Green Warden, Mina, Webby, Jerry, Shasta, Boars.
Webby and Shasta will be together because Webby is riding Shasta.
Webby's not riding Shasta.
Not, Griggs. Webby is not Griggs. Did that. Finally made that mistake.
He's primo real estate. I'm out sharing her with no duck.
I thought you cared about animals.
Kira Shasta, she got that name right.
Yeah,
I did.
All right, so I put our marching order on the map here. As best as I could tell, I put Shasta, like, walking behind Mina, or next to Mina. So, Green Warden.
Dan.
Good choice to put up front.
I'm going to be just kind of flying this whole time, because they talked about them snowdrifts and people falling. So, I'm going to be floating.
Okay.
Cool. He's going to get shot out of the sky.
I'm not in the sky. I'm just a couple inches off the ground.
I just want to say,
oh, okay,
if you kill our goat, I will rage quit this game.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Green Warden, give me a challenging outdoor survival test.
Not useless. Too positive.
Yay! All right, you notice the signs of something slithery in this area.
I don't like that.
Slithery. Reptilian?
Yes.
I really like that.
Lore beasts?
Having lore beasts, you know this is like the territory of some kind of snake.
Snake territory.
It's snowy.
Cold fantastic, snakes? But snakes tend to be dormant in the cold. I don't like it. How long ago was this? Has it snowed recently here?
It's like, kind of always snowing-ish. Not always, but there's lots of wind as well, so it doesn't collect as much as you think. Give me a difficult perception test.
Snow snake.
Yeah, I kind of want to, like, poke into the snow. 5 positive.
Wow, so you do see the snake a little ways ahead, probably like 20 yards, and you remember that Hilda warned you about the wide-mouthed mountain viper.
That's not in my notes. I would have written down if you told me.
Maybe you didn't get that one. Now you did. But you have lore beasts, so you recognize the wide-mouthed mountain viper. You know they're quite venomous, but not exactly, they're not hyper-aggressive.
Where is it in relation to where we are? Is it like in the trail?
Yeah, it's like 20 yards ahead. It's like sunning on a rock. But it blends in quite well, so your 5 success levels allowed you to see it.
I'm going to attempt to find a stick or something to move it with.
Like your bow?
No, not like my bow. That's silly. Why would I do that, Dan?
How?
Because it's a long stick.
That's not a stick. How dare you? That is insulting.
It was a stick. It's just a fancy stick.
Lucky, give me your staff.
Just take Lucky's staff.
No.
Do you want to be bitten by a venomous viper?
Do you want to touch something that holds back the ties of undead and has all sorts of bad magic in it?
Do you want to move the snake?
Sure.
Throw her there on that rock. Move the snake.
Why? He's just sunning. We just walk by it.
I don't want to move by it.
I'm going to sleight of hand to take his staff while he's not looking.
Oh my god.
Lucky can pose with his perception if.
You gosh dang right, I'm gonna.
Something's appropriate.
Fuck.
2 success levels.
-4.
Oh, so you're like, do you want to hold this? And then like you were going to hold the staff out in front of you, but it's not in your hand.
Oh, that's weird.
There you go.
Thank you.
Look at this beautiful stick I found from somewhere.
Well-crafted stick. Looks like it could be used to hold back the hordes of the undead.
It can, actually. It does that.
Yeah, it's going to hold back a viper now.
Why? It's just a snake. He's just hanging out. He's just being a guy.
He's just a baby.
He's just a baby.
I don't think the entire marching order going by is going to please it. I just want to nudge it in a direction to go further off the trail.
Okay. It tries one strike at you as you get close.
At me or at the stick?
At you, because...
What?
It's faster than you because it has the fast trait, so it can act first in combat, but it just tries one bite at you and then will slither away with its movement. But a pretty good chance to not hit you. Of course.
Of course he rolls an amazing roll.
That's it. Reroll that die.
That's what karma does.
That was right in the... It was between a 5 and an 8, or between a 3 and an 8, and then I rerolled it, so it's a 5.
Athletics?
You can make a dodge test to oppose it, yeah.
That's not great, but okay.
I only got 4 success levels.
Yeah, okay. Well, if I get a zero, I'll have 4 success levels, Dan.
I mean, that's the best. I rolled a 5, so.
What that famous elf constitution does with poison running through its veins.
Yeah, we're going to have fun, guys. You ready for this? I'm trying to be nice, and I impressively fail.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Dan. What the heck?
So good. Okay, so.
I'm supposed to have lore beasts, so I know how to take care of this stuff.
That's 9. A difference of 9 success levels.
Dude, I die by getting run over by rats. Just kidding. I'm going to get
14 damage. That's so good. Minus toughness and armor.
That's so dumb, Dan.
You rolled badly.
Yeah, I did.
You could have just been his friend.
I think Lord Beast should have added something to that.
Well,
it wasn't combat.
The thing is, a staff doesn't have like extra reach. You need like a long spear for that. So you had to get relatively close.
Thanks for warning me.
I just let you do what you said you wanted to do.
Yeah.
I'm the biggest stick I could find, okay?
I appreciate you stole me a stick. Jess does anyway.
And then I'll need a challenging endurance test.
Oh, yeah. Here's the money roll.
Isn't she like immune to poison because she's an elf?
I don't know, but Webby's really excited for me to be poisoned right now.
Good try, though.
Wait,
just
okay.
Just tracking the rates at which you die from poison versus what a human would die from poison at.
Isn't there a race in Warhammer, though, that has like a resistance to poison?
Ogres, but only when they eat it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Is it then dwarves and halflings are resistant to magic?
Yes, as halfling, I remember that I got a free corruption today.
Yeah, halflings and ogres resist chaos. Dwarves have magic resistance, which is slightly, it's a different rule.
And they can get inhalant poison resistance or something like that.
The ogres can?
The dwarves.
Oh.
I think. Someone does. They're good at sniffing it.
How'd Green Warden do on that endurance?
Endurance. That's what I was missing.
I feel like poor Green Warden, since she's joined this party.
Dude, I'm just getting freaking beat up.
Good thing you have 28 wounds, because I hit you hard a lot.
Dude, I mean, for someone that doesn't like to, you know, have fun, you certainly play a lot of dumb games and win said dumb prizes.
I really hate when Tim is right.
I'll just go ahead and cast my spell, Animal Friend. Oh, look at that. It's my friend for the next 6 hours.
Oh, cool. It slithers back out over to you.
It just this animal trusts me completely in regards to me as a friend. That's all.
Oh, it doesn't go towards you. So you can see it's like its head is right at the end of like a little crack in the rock and its little tongue is coming out.
It's a nice little boy. He's going to go off and do his own thing now.
That's so good. 14 damage. That was the maximum damage that could have happened from that attack, because I couldn't have rolled more success levels and Green Warden couldn't have rolled more negative success levels.
It's true.
All right, endurance.
Everything I wanted to be good at as Green Warden, I'm failing at miserably. An endurance roll challenging?
Yeah.
Is the thing that you're bad at that you wished you were good at just listening to the sage advice of a friend?
You're killing me today.
Yes.
No, I think the Viper is.
All right.
Plus one endurance.
You're good. You're not poisoned.
Gosh, her pride is just getting wrecked.
Right?
And then Lucky's just like, P.S. I'm better friends with animals than you.
But the snake slithers away under the rock. It's gone for now.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. Okay, 2 miles an hour, you've got to travel, I'm going to say the first day, because you could travel for quite a long time. Obviously, it's tiring. You're going, you know, hiking uphill along rocky paths. Sometimes there's snow, there's a lot of wind, you're all cold. You can only go 2 miles an hour maximum. So let's say you could travel
all the way there.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. It's okay.
Looking at the map, like it took you like a day. What, it was like 2 days from Fernlink's Tower to the Brass Keep, right? there's a lot of switchbacks and whatnot there. This path is a little more direct. So I'm going to say this first day you will get to the fork and we'll have to choose. Do you take the B path to the death bats or do you take the A path around but more treacherous terrain?
We've discussed this multiple times. We are taking the easier route for me just walking.
Can I have my staff back?
I'll just remind for walking. Yes. No.
Thank you.
You've lost staff privileges.
I didn't do nothing.
Until your snake counter goes down to zero, you don't get it back.
I'm going to cast protection.
It's at 4 currently.
From rain. Because it also keeps me dry in whatever the weather. Unaffected by precipitation, this affects rain, hail, sleet, and snow. So I'll be nice and dry in my little bubble.
That's a good idea.
Can I spit on him?
No.
Asking for a friend.
You can.
No, it stops.
Penetrate.
It's not precipitation.
Sure it is.
It's any similar Damn. Water falling from the heavens.
I gotta give Lucky that something.
You just implied that
while.
Webby's mouth is the heavens, and I don't appreciate it.
His body is a temple.
All right, but you figure this point will be the best place to camp down for the night. You think if you have good luck tomorrow, you might be able to get to Carrick's gig before night, the next night.
Okay.
So I'm gonna, whoever feels like their character would actually like take part in this can make a challenging outdoor survival test to like set up camp.
I will help.
No. That's Green Warden's job.
That's mostly why I said that, because I figured Webby just wouldn't be helping anyway.
Ouch.
Me too. Negative
quit.
One.
Quit life.
Well, let me just go ahead and carry the party on my back again.
Yep. Please help us. In my defense, I have
so
zero advances in outdoor survival. I am a city girl, obviously. I come from...
I have 10 advances and I got a negative one.
I also have no advances in it.
Uh-huh.
But I rolled 98. -5.
All right, so
we're all cold.
Wow.
Oh, I'm not cold. I'm nice and dry still. But
you can be dry and still cold.
He's setting up like trip wires, and he's just tromping through them.
Oh, some of my trip out for this.
No, I'm trying to light a fire, and they're probably like, "Let me kick these sticks because she touched mine."
I'm not upset at you. You didn't take it from me.
You're right. Webby did.
As in a reasonable individual, I don't just throw shade for no reason.
He throws shade for a very good reason.
I thought the one that liked the shadows was the cat man back there.
Mm.
He was just the death man.
Yes, death man. Cat man.
All right, so you're able to set up a camp, but it's not very good. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of wind.
What did Bards get?
Oh, yeah, he would help if you asked him to. Oh, hey, I'm not too practiced with this, but I can try. Outdoor survival, I ain't got no advances neither. I got 2 positive success levels,
though.
Oh
my god, Boris, you are earning your keep now, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good thing you have a name.
He sets a good fire.
Thank you, Boris. You are much appreciated.
And now Boris, Webby, Mina, and Lucky all need to give me an average endurance test.
4 success levels.
Okay. Uh-oh. Boris failed.
1 positive.
Okay.
You said average?
Yeah.
Oh, 3 positive.
3 success levels.
All right, so was just Boris got negative then?
Yep.
So after he's done setting stuff up, he just kind of like... He like... At one point he stands up and kind of like wobbles backwards a little bit and then puts his hand on like the cliff wall next to him to steady himself. And he's like, whoa. This got real dizzy.
Oh, you gotta be careful about getting up so fast.
Yeah.
It's the attitude sickness.
That's right.
Boris, you need to check your...
Never mind.
He needs to check his attitude.
Yeah.
I thought you said that weird. Oh, man. The episode was gonna be no less kill more, but I think attitude sickness is better.
I don't even think you said attitude sickness.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were just, slurring letters together.
Mina doesn't know what altitude is.
Yeah, I thought you just flipped to the
sea level.
The altitude.
Yeah,
nope.
Boys, do you want me to give you a look over? See if there's anything wrong with your headspace?
I guess so. Yeah, I feel kind of weird.
I'll go ahead and quantify the weirdness that he feels.
Just go easy on him, because when I used to have to get my attitude adjusted when I was younger, it can be pretty brutal, so.
Give me an average heal test.
Yeah, how's it about 7 success levels then?
Yeah, kind of what I figured. So Webby does know about altitude sickness, and that's absolutely what Boris is suffering from. Oh, the rest of you pass just fine, and I think it's really funny that the book specifically says each human and halfling character test for it.
Boom.
So Green Warden can't fail this one.
Hey, I would have if you let me.
Flying colors.
I am taller than the rest of you, so.
You're already acclimated.
I don't really know why elves don't need to test for altitude sickness. For some reason, it makes sense that dwarves don't, to me.
Because we're in the mountains. It would make weird sense for elves to
need
to check.
They're always looking down on the rest of us.
Yeah, fair. We do like really high towers.
In their constitutions? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That seems
interesting. I think it makes sense.
Green Warden, I didn't want to bring this up earlier because you seemed maybe a little salty about it, but I did see that snake bit you real good. If you did want some healing, I could help.
I should be fine.
Okay. I just figured I'd offer, that's all. Your health is important to all of us.
I mean...
some of us.
I mean, after a fashion, I guess.
Wow. Okay, so I am going to... No, I don't want a mutation. That is the wrong thing to click there. I read corruption and mutation, and for some reason I read it as, like, disease symptoms. I don't know what my brain was thinking.
Honestly, it's just safest to never read.
That again. Mm-hmm. So, this night, I think Green Warden is still down some wounds, so she can...
Still down some wounds? You gave me, like, 9.
I mean, you could not be down as many, but you won't let people heal you.
I just like being mad at Dan.
It is fun.
What I do.
Hey, look at that. You got back 8.
Player don't hate. Oh, that's kind of annoying. On Foundry, there's diseases, but I can't just give him certain symptoms that I can. I can't find that.
I fixed him.
So we're in the ruins of this castle?
No, that was on the road.
I was on the road?
Yeah.
Like we passed it?
Days ago.
What do you think happened to this castle?
Why?
It got ruined.
I bet Mittler Castle probably crumbled under, you know, a bunch of duress or something. Like maybe it was attack.
Okay. I was trying to figure out where you were going with that and I didn't get there before.
Of course you didn't. How could you have?
There's no way. Nobody could have.
Your brain's not broken.
It just gets stuck sometimes. It's different. All right. So this night, anybody down wounds can make a challenging endurance test. I think Renordi rolled for her, so you just get 6 wounds back instead.
It's rude.
I feel you shouldn't have been allowed to say that since I already rolled.
The next morning, it's bright and sunny with just some snow getting blown around a little bit. It doesn't seem to be falling at the moment. And you can head off on the easier trail into Deathbat's country. Bum, bum, bum.
I'll start the day by putting up that protection from rain and stuff again.
Nice. How long does that last?
Toughness bonus hours. So 5 hours.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. What's the radius of it?
Personal.
Just you?
Yep.
Okay. Griggs has forgiven you and he's riding on your shoulder now.
I figured. I would get that little bitch back here.
You're so cute.
I'll start out the day from now on until Mina's better by, you know, checking her wounds, making sure nothing's infected, looking at her pupils, seeing if she, you know, just kind of giving her a once over, making sure she's fit enough.
Mm.
Are we aware of how close we are to the best territory?
You know that it's along this path. You don't, like, you've got a good, like, you know it's pretty soon. That's why the other path exists, basically.
Yes, I want to, as we set out, caution the team to be stealthy if possible. So if we want to do stealth rolls, can we do that? And or look for signs of them to see if they have set traps or good idea. If they are active in the area.
All right. Yeah, anybody that would try to be stealthy can make a stealth roll. You do notice that Boris is clearly, like, sick this morning. He's not in good shape. He's got the malaise and nausea symptoms now.
Oh, I have probably have something for that, Boris.
Oh, man, I felt fine yesterday. I don't know what's going on. You know, I told him
that he was fine. He should be okay.
Yeah, I tried to be okay. I'm sorry.
Boris, it's just that you made such a good fire yesterday. It just took it all right out of you.
Oh,
that's just what it was.
Too good of a fire maker.
You just got to get up slower, too. That's a big
problem. I got up real slow this morning because I puked a bit. And then, you know, I was partway up and then I went bleh, all over. And then I got up the rest of the way real slow.
Can I give him something? I got all them herbs and stuff from the city before we left in our requisitions.
Find one that helps malaise and or nausea.
Okay. If I got rid of the malaise or the nausea, would it get rid of the malaise?
No, they're two separate things.
They're two separate things? All right.
So the malaise, he has a fatigue condition from the malaise.
Can you direct me to a spot in the book that would be?
Oh, it's near the end.
That'll be Consumer's Guide, Poisons and Medicine, Drugs and Poisons.
I feel like it's appropriate, you know.
I reference it very frequently.
Page 306.
Okay, cool. By all means, continue while I look that.
By all means. So, did anybody do stealth?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, I did. One positive success level.
Wow. That's really good for Mina.
Great for Mina. I feel awful.
I do more harm than good.
Does this count as
roll? I'll just ride the goat, and the goat will make a stealth check.
Seven success levels.
Oh, right, with your cloak.
Mm-hmm.
Two success levels.
So you guys...
But I don't have Strider Woodlands because it's not woodland terrain.
That's true. They're mountain terrain.
Dumb.
We'll get back to the forest eventually, probably, maybe. But as you move along as stealthily as you can, some of you are much stealthier than others. Green Warden out front notices a large post by the side of a mountain path. The post is topped with the dried heads of three humans and a pair of dwarves. There's a board attached to the sign with crude runes etched onto it.
Yikes.
Unfortunately, for you guys, the runes are like heavily accented Khazalid, and nobody speaks that. That's the dwarf language.
And this has dwarf heads on it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, we can't be super surprised about that, right?
No, not if they're nearby a dwarf hole.
How old are they? A digestive tonic would have given them a plus 20 to not suffer the nausea.
Okay. Yeah, he'll take that if you want to give it to him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you continue past the sign.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about 120 yards further up the pass. You see a small figure appear on top of a crag. It's a short figure, could be like a halfling. They're wearing dark robes with like a hood pulled over their head that comes to a point. And you hear it say, "Oi! Did you see that sign? Did you see it? That means stay off our Zoggin Mountain. Stay zogging off it."
Oh, hey, we can't read it. But... Are you Deathbat?
How do you know that?
We were told you guys really like booze, and if we gave you a bunch of booze, that you probably just let us through. We're just passing.
Let you through? Bartog the Naff, the chief diplomat of the Deathbats, doesn't just let people through.
Oh yeah, we'll diplomate about it.
That's my job.
Oh, that's great.
And this is what we let Lucky do.
I can't do it.
I just feel like I just witnessed this with Morg.
Right?
I just witnessed it's this, so but in the opposite size of things. Right. Like,
yes.
He says, "All right, you said you got some booze?"
Yeah. So I figured, you know, if you want to, like, make a deal, because I like deals. I don't know if you like deals. But we got some like actually really good booze that I think you'll like, and we would really like to be able to just kind of get to the other side of your spot.
Wait.
Okay.
You got good, dude. You have a lot of it though.
Well, not like a ton.
Oh.
It's more of like a quality over quantity type.
No, that's not true.
Oh, you should try it though.
Mm.
You want to try a little bit to see if you think it's good?
No.
It's real strong.
No.
Okay.
You stay over there.
Oh, yeah, I would stay here.
And I'm staying here.
Oh, okay.
If you don't have enough booze, maybe do you have, like, weapons? Those are fun.
We probably have weapons, yeah.
There's been a lot of them rat men around where we need some weapons to kill them.
Oh, for real. We've actually been killing a whole bunch of them. They suck, dude. They're awful.
Yes. They're the worst.
We've been dealing with them a lot.
What do you got? Put it by the post.
Okay. I'll go up and I'll put one of the bottles of kvass there. And then I'll put a dagger. And then I'll be like, I'm going to see if I can pull anything out of my pockets as far as animals.
This is an impressive trick.
We get an animal out of our pocket. What do we find?
It's a real familiar looking snake. We'll find out how your gifts do next time in 306.
Ooh. Dang.
With Bartok the Naff.
Bartok!
Nice.
Dude, you see, Bartok makes me think of Bartok from Anastasia.
Exactly,
okay,
yeah.
See, I think of Trogdor.
I punch him and I kick him, sir.